The music of Beethoven, Ludwig van Beethoven, and that's appropriate given where we're headed next. And our guest, as always, on Tuesday afternoons and every week here on the show, you're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore, our look at arts and culture. Michael Vincent is the editor-in-chief and founder of ludwig-van.com. Created with the goal to make it easy for you to stay up to date with what's happening in the world of arts and culture and classical music. There are daily stories, concert listings, a beloved newsletter, interviews, and city-specific versions of the site for Toronto and Montreal. It's a classical music lover's resource, and last year, Moses and Michael Vincent got together to move ludwig-van.com to the Zoomer Media family, a perfect addition to our classical FM service. Michael Vincent joins us weekly with a preview of the hot stories on the site and some of his musical picks. Michael, welcome back.
Mark, how are you?
I'm very good, and it's always nice to speak to you every week. I'm having a look at the homepage right now at ludwig-van.com. We've got critics' picks, of course, In Memoriam for Sir Andrew Davis. Lots happening there. What are we going to focus on this week?
Yeah, so this week, pushing everything aside for the great late Sir Andrew Davis, who we know has passed away this past weekend, renowned conductor, music director. He passed away unexpectedly at 80 in Chicago, and he was diagnosed with leukemia, and he'd been battling for that for the last year. So as we are Torontonians, you know, we know Sir Andrew Davis made a massive contribution to our musical life in the city, so much so that TSO made him conductor laureate, and there's even a street named after him somewhere in Toronto. He served as principal conductor of the TSO starting in 1975, all the way up till 1988. Then he came back again as interim artistic director in 2018 and stayed until 2020. And that was when the current artistic director, Gustavo Gemeno, took over from Peter Ungen. So deep roots in the city. Pretty much every musician that he's worked with has absolutely adored him. You know, it's going to be really missed. Going beyond Toronto, he also had an incredibly prolific career. So he's world renowned. He was also the music director and principal conductor of the Lyric Opera of Chicago. He also led the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra and the BBC Symphony Orchestra, and he also was the director of the Glyndebourne Festival Opera for many years. This is a man who loved music. On a personal note, I knew him fairly well. I was lucky to spend quite a bit of time with him over the past 8 years, and I remember first meeting him, always struck me as intensely genuine, humorous, funny, down-to-earth. I wasn't expecting, you know, often you'll meet a conductor and they tend to be quite towering figures, and they're always nice and friendly, but, you know, a little nervous. But he just put me at ease right away, just very friendly and warm. So it's a big loss this week for Toronto.
Absolutely. Sir Andrew Davis, I think it was my second interview when I arrived to Classical FM, and I thought what you thought. I wasn't sure what I was going to be walking into. He had just recently gained the Sir title, and he was just jolly and laughing. And that's the first thing we talked about. How do you feel about being a Sir these days? And he had a big laugh about that, but also spoke about it with a certain amount of praise and understanding, and certainly understood where he was as a figure in the world of classical music. And so how great was it that all those conductors, all those Toronto music directors were able to get together a couple years ago and all be on stage together? He was there for that, and he really will be missed, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he was a magical guy, for sure.
All right, we head to the world of albums and classical music albums. You are with the New Classical FM, and it's Michael Vincent with us, editor-in-chief of ludwig-van.com. You can find lots more at the website In Memoriam about Sir Andrew Davis. Now, we always turn over our New Classical FM Top 20 album chart to you, Michael, and the team, and you pick an album. What did you choose this week?
I'm going to be honest, I've totally fallen in love with this album. Right now, it's my favorite of the year so far.
Wow.
This is the latest from the Montreal Symphony Orchestra performing Strauss and Mahler, which is the number 4 spot this week at the New Classical FM charts. Yeah, this is a magical album. So this is a second for the MSO under conductor Raphael Piare. Some listeners know he's only been with the orchestra since 2022, I believe, and he took over after Kent Nagano. Big centerpiece here on this album is the Ein Holden Leben, which translates to A Hero's Life by Strauss. This is probably his most well-known tone poem. So for those unfamiliar, a tone poem, a symphonic form from the late German Romantic period, they're essentially kind of through composed pieces. So they're written in one continuous movement and they always invoke something non-musical. So like a generally a poem, a book or a novel or a landscape or something. What's funny here though, is Strauss actually wrote this about his own life's journey. And at the time he was only 35. So obviously this is someone with big ambitions for his life. And this listening to the piece, you'll know what I mean. There's lots of quotes from Don Quixote, Don Juan, and just how he sees himself is really interesting to hear that in this abstract musical form. The closer on the album is a lush recording of Mahler's Richterlieder sung by the Bulgarian soprano Sonia Yancheva. Absolutely astonishing performance. Just absolutely love this. It's obviously my favorite here on this album. It's all good, but how it ends is just beautiful. You can't go wrong with this. Very cinematic and lush. And I think one of their best albums yet, dare I say.
With Pentatone, of course, this new alliance with that record company and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. As you point out, the second record with Rafael Peare, who I think makes San Diego home the rest of his time. He sort of splits life between the two cities. And the first record was Mahler, and it was the Symphony No. 5. And so this continues this sort of 19th century German repertoire odyssey that the MSO is on. And I'm with you, Michael. I think this is a real gem. So nice pick.
Excellent.
Let's listen to it. You are with the New Classical FM, and every Tuesday, right around the bottom of the clock, we get together with Michael Vincent, editor-in-chief, founder of ludwig-van.com. Have a look at the website. Like we pointed out, a great article there about the life and times of Sir Andrew Davis. We also post our top 20 chart there. Let's listen. This is the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, Rafael Peare, and the new recording.